So although I don't know the final disposition, because we record these a little bit in advance, reports say that Mel Gibson will plead guilty or no contest, how they call it down in the States, to simple battery, a lesser charge than corporal injury on a spouse. We all know Mel Gibson and the tirades that we heard for many weeks. Charlie Sheen has taken over that crazy spot on the television entertainment shows and radio shows and in print media. But Mel Gibson looks like he will strike a plea deal and plead no jail time. Spousal battery is nothing to joke about or nothing to laugh about. Mel Gibson, who, in my opinion, needs as much psychiatric help as Charlie Sheen, maybe not as much, maybe more, I'm not sure. We'll let the experts decide that. Is someone who obviously has anger control issues. And when you strike out and you batter a loved one, a girlfriend, a wife, an acquaintance, whoever, as a man, you are falling into that category, and the statistics prove it, well over 80%, close to 90% now, of spousal battery. And the problem, the epidemic that it is, domestic violence is no laughing matter. Let's hope that the television comedians, the entertainment shows, and all this don't make light of the situation and look at the seriousness of the situation instead. Blair Burke, who is Mel Gibson's lawyer, says Mel's priority through all this has been the best interest of his young daughter, Lucia, and the rest of the children, and decided that he would go in and plead no contest to the situation. Well, never go in and plead guilty to something you didn't do, but I think the evidence was somewhat overwhelming in this case. I'm not totally sure of that, but the reports that we see say so. So if Mel Gibson has done this, good. Maybe it's a good start for him. Now, sit down, get some help that you need, so we don't have to hear about you in the media again in 6 months. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.